Come in. Oh, finally. You must be Death's new pet, right? Come in, come in. Close the door. Oh, sorry. Don't make that face. Pet is maybe not the right term. Death's bitch? Death's whore? Death's toy? Are any of those terms better? Oh, calm down, human. You seem so tense. I know you've only been in hell for a few hours now, but loosen up a bit. No one's hurt you or anything, right? Exactly. I bet no one's even noticed you. Everyone's really chill in hell. Don't worry. But from the short chat I had with Death earlier on the phone, I get the idea that you're already informed as to how all of this hell stuff works, right? Good, good. So, you know that there's nothing to fear? We all just want to have a good time down here? So anyways, as Death told you, I'm Conquest. Pleased to meet you. I promise I'll take good care of you, alright? Good. I don't want you to be afraid of me. You seem to be trying your hardest not to look at me. May I ask why? Because I'm naked. Honey, this is my room. My one and only private little sanctuary in all of the underworld. Don't you think I should be allowed to lay naked on my bed if I feel like it? That's what I thought. So come on. Look at me. You like what you see, don't you? I'm glad. And hey, it's not like I'm completely naked. I'm wearing this nice golden crown. Don't you like how it shines in the firelight and how it contrasts against my silky black hair? Thank you. You sure know how to make a lady feel special. You know that? And how about this soft skin of mine? Don't you just want to gently caress my body with your strong hands? Yeah, I thought so. And what do you think of these perky little tits of mine? I'm glad you like those too. I'll admit that the other horsewomen have bigger tits, but that doesn't make me any less attractive, right? Aw, thanks. Besides, it's way easier for me to use my bow with these smaller breasts. Trust me, I've seen war fire arrows, and she always ends up with ugly red marks where the bowstrings hits her skin. I don't have that problem. Yeah, she mostly sticks to swords now. Or axes. Or spears. Or maces. Or halberds. Basically anything but a bow. Hey, honey. Let me ask you. What exactly did Death tell you about me? Oh, wow. So she told you about the power of my touch, huh? How kind of her. And yes, it's true that I've made men come by rubbing and squeezing their thighs. I love pushing myself and coming up with new ways to conquer people. But to tell you the truth, I don't think I'll have a very hard time conquering you. Death told me you were kind of obnoxious, but I guess hell has kind of scared you, huh? You look like a frightened little animal. Maybe I should start off with something basic. Here. Sit on this bed with me. Good. Now you can really get a good look at me. Oh, you weren't expecting that? I think you're loosening up a bit. That's good. Now come on, and get naked for me. Yes, of course I'm serious. When Death called me up and let me know her new human friend wanted to fuck me, I... Well, I got pretty excited. It's rare for Death to think so highly of mere mortals. I don't blame her. Her job is to bring them down here to the afterlife. It'd be kind of unwise for her to grow attached to too many of you. Seems like a conflict of interest, you know? So, how about taking those clothes off for me, honey? Great. Good boy. I'm glad you saw the light. But just so we're clear, you couldn't have said no. My name is Conquest, after all. And if I want to conquer Death's new toy, no amount of pleading or resistance will stop me. So, I'm glad you chose the easy path. For your sake. I think I already see why Death took a liking to you. That's a pretty nice cock. Maybe not quite on the same level of that of a demon's, but pretty nice for a human. Sit on the bed again, honey. Let me kneel down in front of you like this and slowly massage your thighs. God, you're already hard for me. Holy shit. Well, you should be. It's not every day you get to fuck two of the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. And who knows? Maybe by the end of the day, you'll have fucked all four of us. Hey, speaking of which, let me ask you. Why do you choose to come fuck me first? I mean, you had three other lovely ladies to choose from. The Fierce War, the Teasing Queen Famine, and, of course, Death. Why me? Oh, because of my deep throat technique? I wasn't aware that Death was actually using what I taught her. Well, did it feel good? Yeah? Good. I'm glad to know she's not out there embarrassing herself with those things I showed her. So, you want to see if the inventor of the technique is even better at it, huh? Well, I'm enjoying just rubbing your thighs, watching your cock throb and leak your pre-cum. But I'm not famine. I'm not here to tease you. I'm here to conquer you. Or perhaps to be conquered. We'll see. Lie back. Good boy. Let me stand over your face on this bed for a second. Look up. Do you see how wet I am already for you? I'm aching to be satisfied, honey. And you want to satisfy me, right? Good. That's what I thought. Again, it's not like you really had a choice anyways. But, to be honest, it's rare that people put much of a fight when they see how fucking wet I am for them. They're always happy to oblige. Now, since I know how badly you want these nice, full lips wrapped around your cock, I'm going to make you earn them. First, I'm going to conquer your mouth. I may have softened you up a bit with those kisses, but now I'm going to sit on your face and I'm going to satisfy myself. You're going to be my little toy now, alright? Good. Here I go. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Put your tongue to work, toy. Look up at me. Look up at me as I fuck your face. Stare into these pale blue eyes of mine, honey. Good. Good boy. Get those hands of yours on my tits as I ride you. Oh my god. Hope you don't mind, but I think I'm gonna have to hold onto your hair if I wanna go faster and really fucking grind against your face. Hope I don't pull too hard. That's it. Pinch my nipples as you fuck me with your tongue. Holy fuck, I think I may make you my pet. Sorry, Death, but I don't think I've ever had a human this good. Oh, Oh, I'm gonna come on your face. Oh, God, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Keep pinching my nipples. Holy shit. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Holy shit. Come here. Oh, your mouth is quite useful, Toy. Looks like I successfully conquered those lips of yours, but I'd say you conquered my tits. I'm not sure I would have come without you stimulating my nipples. That's good. Or even, 1-to-1. I like a challenge. And I know the perfect tiebreaker. Here. Let me sit on top of you. I'm going to fuck you now. Let's see who has better control. The first one to come loses. Simple, right? Well, yeah. I just came, but I'm Conquest. We play by my rules, honey. So you better make me come again. Oh, fuck. You know, I never really ever lost at this little game of Conquest, but I won't complain if I do. If you do really make me come again, I may actually have to steal you away from death for real. What if I win? Maybe I'll tell War and Famine that you're not worth their time. That you don't know how to handle women. That way they'll never want to fuck you. Then I'd only have to compete with death for your time. It'd be less trouble, don't you think? Oh, don't look so angry. If you really want to fuck War and Famine, just make me come again. It's not rocket science. Oh, yeah. I suppose rubbing my clit is one way to help your odds. You can suck on my nipples too if you really want, to help your chances. Oh fuck, I can't believe how good this human cock feels. Oh, in your mouth. Wow, I can even last just a little while longer. I think you may actually win. Holy shit. The way you're sucking my tits is gonna make me lose my fucking mind. Hey, if you make me come, I'll deep throat you, just like you wanted, as a reward for winning. I'll let you come down my throat. Sound good, yeah? Oh, I see you've lost that scared attitude. Good. See, being dead isn't so bad, right? And I think Death told you about the giant orgy we got going down here. Anytime you're bored, you can just walk in and fuck to your heart's desire. I fucking love hell. Fuck. Why don't you actually conquer me and take control? Shove me onto my back and fucking pound me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Fucking own me. Oh, God. Oh, you're actually going to fucking win. A human is actually going to conquer Conquest herself. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm almost there. Keep going. Oh, yeah, fuck, please. Oh, suck my nipples. Oh, fuck, I'm coming again. Oh. Congratulations. Oh, fuck. Well, I bet you're just about to explode. Good job outlasting me. And a promise is a promise. Shove that cock of yours in my mouth and put it in my throat. Holy shit. Good fucking job. I haven't been fucked like that in a while. I think most of the demons are too scared of me to even try to take control. But you... You didn't fucking hesitate at all, huh? You dropped that scared animal attitude and became a fucking lion as soon as I asked you to prom me. Good. You're gonna need that attitude if you want any hope of satisfying war. But you should probably rest for now. I can give her a call later. Although, maybe famine would be better first. She's not too taxing physically. Mentally is another story, though. Hey! Wait! No need to put your clothes back on. You don't have to leave. Why don't we just cuddle in this bed until you're rested? I mean, I need to rest too, so we could fall asleep together? Oh, good. Just don't tell Death, alright? She'll probably get jealous. Now come. Under the covers with me. The conqueror has earned his spoils.